Growth begins when we accept our strengths. Growth begins when we accept our strengths. We can say until the end of time, all is in divine order. I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I live in a wonderful world. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I can say these things forever. I can live these things forever. I can know these things forever. But growth does not begin until I acknowledge, I accept my strengths. Growth does not begin until I accept my strengths. Now, how do I accept my strength? I do not accept my strength by saying, I am not well, I am not healthy, I am not happy, I am not wealthy, I am not friendly. That's not growth. That's just sticking yourself in the mud, and you're getting nowhere. You're accomplishing nothing at all, and you're not happy about anything that you're doing whatsoever. And you're not happy about anything you're doing whatsoever, because life just does not mean anything to you. It does not mean anything to your world. It does not mean anything at all, because you are saying, it doesn't work. I wish I were happy. I wish I were wealthy. I wish I were healthy. I wish I were friendly. I wish. And you see, that's not even wishing. When you wish, I wish I could see a bird right now in the tree. And then I look in the tree with expectation, with acceptance, and I see the bird in the tree. The bird lands in the tree. Now, the bird may have landed there for its own reason, or it may have landed for any reason at all, but I know it landed there because I put the cause in motion, and I said, I wish to see a bird in the tree. My wish was, I accept that there is a bird in that tree right now. I accept that I can see a bird in the tree right now. And lo and behold, there is a bird in the tree right now. Our strengths begin when we put them to work in a positive, dynamic, forceful, wonderful way. Yes, growth begins when we accept our strengths. Now, what strength do you have? Do you have the strength to say, all is in divine order? This is a wonderful world, a fabulous world, a glorious world. Or are you going to go around saying that this is not a very nice world? That this is not a very happy world? That everything is not good? Is that what you're going to say? Well, we have the privilege of saying anything we want to say. We said, people would come to Jesus and Jesus would say to them, what wouldst thou of me? I'm the Christ. I can only see in you purity, goodness, wholeness, God, which is what you are. And then they'd say, heal us. And Jesus would say to them, it is done unto you according to your belief. It's done unto you according to your strength. Now, how are you going to have that strength grow? Growth begins when we accept our strengths. It only begins when we accept our strength. If we do not accept our strengths, there's no growth. There's no benefit. There's no success. There's no activity that's to our benefit. When do we begin? When we begin saying the truth about ourselves unlimitedly. We say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And we don't think of the things about us we don't like. We don't think of the things about us that could be changed. We don't think of the improvements we could make, because that's not important. The important thing and the only thing is, I like me. The only thing is to apply my growth to the strengths. When I understand what my strengths are, growth begins when we accept our strengths. And my strength is, I am whole and perfect. I am happy. I am joyous. I like me. 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 All is in divine order. All is peace. All is glorious. All is good. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And because that's all that matters, that's all that is going to take place in my life. That's all that ever takes place in my life. That's all that ever will be in my world. I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Yes, that's the truth about me. That's the reality about me. That's the life about me. That's the wholeness about me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I say that, I know that, I mean that. That is all that I am, and that is all that I will ever be. Now, growth begins when we accept our strengths. And my strength is, I like me. My strength is, all is in divine order. My strength is, this is a divine world. This is a wonderful world. This is a fabulous world. This is a glorious world. This is a good world. My strengths are the truth about me. That's all that matters. My strengths are my reality. That's all that matters. My strengths are who I am. That's all that matters at all. I put my strengths in motion, and I grow in the awareness. I see the bird in the tree because I say, I see the bird in the tree, and the bird appears to me. If I say, there are no birds in the tree, I don't see any birds in the tree, no birds are in the tree. And that's true. Oh, that's so simple. That's so easy. That's so simple and easy. Yes, it is. But it's consistency. Growth comes because I continually say, if I go out and watch for birds, if I'm a bird watcher, if I'm a bird looker at her, what happens? The birds come or they don't come? I sit quietly in expectation, and the birds are there. The birds are there in abundance. The birds are there in profusion. The birds are there in a magnificence of joy and love, and they're in no rush to leave. They're just in a rush to come and be in my presence so that I can see them, because I call forth the birds. I call them forth and I say, I see you, I see you. You're so wonderful. And when I think of my dog, I say, Ruby, I love you. Oh, Ruby, you're so wonderful. And Ruby comes and just wants to be near me. She pushes against me. She can't be close enough. And this is the way it is with health. When we love health, it cannot be close enough to us. When we love wealth, it cannot be close enough to us. When we love happy relationships, we cannot be close enough to them. When we love peace and magnificence, when we love all that is good, all that is beautiful, all that is outstanding, all that is wonderful, we can never be close enough to it, because it is ours. It is ours forevermore. And as it is ours forevermore, it is the life of our life, the desire of our being, the fulfillment of who we are. And it is good and very good. It is peace and very wonderful peace. It is now. And that's the lovely word. Growth begins when I accept my strengths. Peace begins when I accept my peace within me. Joy begins when I accept the joy within me. Life begins, and it is now. Now is the acceptable time for my good, and now is when I accept the birds in my trees, and now is when I accept health and wealth and happiness in my life. Now I accept it. Now I am it. Now I delight in it. Now it is me. And now that's all that matters. And so I say to myself, I am that I am. 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 I am the strength of all, the goodness of all, the peace of all, the wonder of all. I am that now. I live in the now, in the here and the now, and that's all that matters. Join me in living in this consciousness of the growth that takes place when I accept my strength. Growth begins when we accept our strengths, and that's all it should. So today, accept with me the strength in you of peace, joy, happiness, power, all that is good. Accept it with me now today, for it is you now today. Know that it is so now and forevermore, because that's the truth. I love you. I love you. I love you.